About 1,000 bees fly around me in Linda Tillman's backyard. She's been a beekeeper for about a decade and swears by her daily dose of local honey.
I think it helps. It helps me when I take a teaspoon of honey every day in my tea. My allergies are almost non-existent.
Tillman remembers what it was like before she started using honey for allergies.
Oh, red eyes, sneezing every 3 seconds, that kind of thing. But they've gotten better over time, and certainly better since I've been keeping bees.
Tillman is just one of many here in Atlanta who will tell you using Georgia honey can help with allergy relief. Sonia Nielsen is a manager at Sevenanda, a natural foods market in the Little Five Points neighborhood.
Okay, we've got a new honey here. This is Hometown Honey, and this is really local, which is great. This is from Kennesaw, Georgia.
She points to a display of local honey that sits right at the front of the store. And Nielsen says because this year's allergy season has been worse than some in the past, honey has been flying off the shelves.
Oh my God, this is like one of the top subjects that there are right now. We have several hundred people a month coming in looking for natural remedies for allergies.
Nielsen recommends customers take a teaspoon of local honey twice a day. She says it works because bees collect pollen from flowering plants all over the area.
And then when it goes back to make the honey, it carries those allergens, and it's sort of like homeopathy, and it diminishes the symptoms depending upon how much that you use.
But Dr. Stanley Feynman, an allergist with Atlanta Allergy and Asthma, says it doesn't work that way.
When you think about how honey is made through bees collecting pollen from flowering plants, those are not the kind of plants that cause allergies.
He says most seasonal allergies are caused by hardwood trees like maple and oak.
And those are the trees that are pollinated through windborne allergy, not from insects. So it's not the same kind of a protein in the local honey.
Feynman points to research, including a study done at the University of Connecticut Health Center. In the study, one group of allergy sufferers took a tablespoon of local honey every day for several months. A control group was given a placebo of corn syrup, and a third group ate commercial honey. So what did researchers find?
People taking local honey, comparing that to people who did not take local honey, there was no difference in their symptomatology.
That's why Feynman doesn't recommend honey to his patients.
Well, honey is not an alternative therapy, and it's fine to eat, but I don't think people should think that because they're eating the honey, they're getting a medicinal effect.
But I do agree. I don't think it's the magic bullet for our Georgia allergies.
Shayna Comar is a dietitian with Piedmont Healthcare. She agrees there's not enough scientific evidence to show honey helps with allergies, but she says it does have other health benefits.
Honey is anti-inflammatory. It's antibacterial. It's antimicrobial, and it's also antifungal.
She also says it can help with sore throats and even to heal wounds. Comar recommends raw local honey for most people, but she says those with cancer or weak immune systems should only eat pasteurized honey. Also, it shouldn't be given to children under 1 year old. And because it's glucose, which is sugar, she says.
Obviously, use it in moderation, but it's a great way. It's a great addition to a healthy food plan.
Back in Linda Tillman's yard, she pulls out a frame of honey from one of her hives to check on its progress. It looks like a wooden picture frame, only instead of a painting inside, there are small combs of honey.
Well, this is not capped, so I won't take any honey until it's fully capped.
She also believes it has health benefits. And Tillman has read the research that says honey doesn't help those with allergies, but she still believes it gives her some relief.
You know, whatever works. It's like the old patent medicine men that used to sell. They'd say, take this and it'll get you better. And people took it and believed it would get you better. So it may be all a placebo effect, but I love it and I believe in it.
Tillman says no matter what side of the debate you fall on, most can agree on one thing.
You want to put your finger in this and taste it. It's honey that is ready to eat.
Yum.
If nothing else, honey tastes good. Michelle Worth, WABE News.